hello, how are you? You want to do an interview? No, you don't. You don't want to. We just did it. It's done. All right, we start these the same way because you're exciting and I'm boring. Would you introduce yourselves, please?
My name's Liam.
I'm Andy.
And I'm Gem.
And I'm Chris.
And by any chance, are you in a band?
We are in a musical combo called BDI.
Okay, so I have a theory that the 90s are over, the 2000s are a decade old, and BDI is the band for the 2010s.
I'm with you, mate.
You think we can do that?
I'm with you.
So then, based on that, one of the quotes that I love is, and this is, gets into the 2010s, and I want you each to talk about this. It's a great quote from somebody who might be sitting near me. Maybe it's good that people have low expectations of us. I think that's a really nifty way to open an interview because, you see, what's really interesting about me and many of us that do what I do is I get this big pile of brown envelopes every day, not filled with drugs, but usually filled with CDs, which is unfortunate. And half the time, I don't even read the one sheet, and I just pop the CD in the car, and I pay no attention. I get this song called The Roller. I see BDI, and believe it or not, I didn't even read the one sheet. I popped it in, I played it, and then I read the one sheet on the air with all the hype, and I said, oh, I get it. I know what this band is. But that was how I was introduced to the new music, and I think that the whole low expectations thing is overrated. The hype is worthless. You set out, there were some changes, some fairly big changes, and you set out to form a band, right?
Yep. But just because people have got might have low expectations, don't they say we have? No, I expected people to think that we were going to be bollocks.
Yeah, we didn't really know, you know, but we didn't expect to be like marked down for having been in Oasis. We thought that would be a help, but it wasn't really a help.
Now isn't that an interesting topic though? You're in a legendary band. You're all pretty much, you know, more than an integral part of it, because there's only one other guy left when you come right down to it. I mean, he's found some other guys, as we know. It's been a bit, right? And now you've had a little bit of a tour, and you're on your way, and et cetera, and, you know, and people are actually playing the record, and the low expectations, you know, the controversies there. But is this beginning to smell like its own band now?
Yeah.
So what does it smell like? Tell me a little bit about it.
BDI smells very proud.
It's a bit more vintage than Oasis, I suppose. Oasis was quite contemporary sounding compared to what we are sounding like.
It's got a bit
of dust on it.
That's really interesting because there is some distinct, definitive 50s, 60s. There's some, you know, there's the piano thing. There's a lot of different things that are going on here. When you sit down and you say, okay, we're going to make this band. And let's get right to the classic story that you were quoted as saying that, you know, something happened and over four beers, you sat down, you said, okay, we're not going to sit back and we're not going to wait.
Yeah, that is correct. What happened, man, the band split up. We went back to our old cell. We had a couple of beers. We decided that we're not going to go and work in McDonald's. And we decided to carry on doing what we do best, and we should make music. And here we are today talking to your lovely self.
Well, I appreciate that. Now, let's face it. Different gears still speeding. Could that be more of a definitive statement when you're opening up a new shop?
It is kind of like a definitive statement of our position, but we didn't really realize that straight away. In the beginning, it was just a cool phrase.
Like you say, it's setting out your stall, man. It doesn't take yourself too seriously, and it's getting right. It's getting in the right faces and up the wrong noses, man. You know. And you can read what you want from that. Different gear still speeding.
Do you know what it's really about? Is my drug dealer.
So when you went...
Yeah, and he was still speedy. And he was trying to convince me it was cocaine.
You know, I didn't have any drug references in mind. I think the message is as good as it can be. Labels, right? You moved really fast. So you're in the modern world now and you're not obligated to that Sony gang or anything like that contractually per se, right? Because when a band splits up, a band splits up. So you're on, you know, for example, here, you're with Danger Bird. And that's a pretty interesting, you know, having been in the big you know, whatever. The other thing that's different gear and still speeding is that you're kind of an indie band, aren't you?
Danger Bird are sort of like a super indie label, aren't they, in America? Yeah, that's what we're hearing. We're like super indie, like couldn't be more indie.
Well, they couldn't be more indie, but they couldn't be more influential because they've got a lot of good music coming out of there too.
You know what, to be quite honest with you, mate, I don't know much about them. We're still sort of like trying to suss each other out, but I'm sure in time we'll get to them.
Let's talk about a little bit of the music, because am I mistaken that Bring the Light came out first there and we got the Roller here? Is that the way it went? I think so. I got the Roller first, and I think Bring the Light happened over there. So we got two different experiences, because Bring the Light from moment one was a little controversial to people for some reason that I can't define.
I know. They must have thought that we were just... They must have thought Oasis was a fucking rap band or something. You know what I mean? For us to come out fucking sounding like a bit Beatley and a bit fucking Nano and a bit Stonesy and all that, it must have fucking flipped people out. Fucking if we were a rap band, but fucking hell, it's rock and roll music. That's what we've been playing for the last 18 fucking years. And people freaked out.
But isn't that the thing that... Again, look, you're... Oasis, right, defines a thing, but it was still a rock and roll band, and BDI is still a rock and roll band, and the definition of rock and roll goes from, at least my definition of rock and roll goes from here, you know, way over in Jerry Lee Lewis land, and Bill Haley and the Comets, and all the way over, you know, in the middle to Nirvana, and then way over here to whatever the flavor of the moment is, right?
You're absolutely right. It's a spirit. We don't see a difference between Jerry Lee Lewis and the Stones and like Sex Pistols. You know, we see that as part of the same type of music. It's an energy and a spirit to it. So we didn't think it was too freaky to do Bring the Light. We thought it was pretty much in our world.
And the other thing that I want to just kind of clear up, you guys are professionals. And what I mean by that is, well, semi-pro, you have to be good. But the bottom line is, you recorded this album almost in sequence. You kind of planned this out. You knew what you were doing when you went in, and you had an idea of what you wanted this to sound like. And again, this happened pretty fast. So that's when I say professional, I mean that's admirable, because a lot of bands that have been around for a million years can't get that shite together.
But does that mean if you're not stupid, does it mean you're professional?
I don't know.
See, professional to us is a bit of a dirty word, but I know what you mean. You mean we're dedicated to what we're doing.
When I say professional, I mean professional in that you thought about this band. You sat down and you talked about it. You didn't just say, okay.
No, isn't it? So we've got to think about it. You know, we're not just rolling it out.
I mean, you could have gone out there, right, and put out anything you wanted, theoretically. Well, I think so, probably, but you didn't. And one of the things that I've heard you talk about, I don't think so, but one of the things that you talk about a lot is that you're still hungry. Right? That you still want to do stuff.
Starving. We want to make another record. We'll just take one record at a time. But we're definitely really excited as the tour sort of comes to an end. We're really excited about next year, man. We've got a new manager, which is going to be great. And he's going to hopefully steer us in the right direction.
Last thing we do, and we're going to do this really fast. It's called a musical sandwich. Two of your songs is the bread. And songs by anybody else you want to play in between. So I need two BDI songs, and then just two or three songs a piece by anybody else you want to play, and I play it uninterrupted.
Four-letter word. Fucking Wigwam.
Okay. A few other, off the top of your head, who else you want to hear?
Lana Del Rey. I'm obsessed.
Isn't that a great record?
I'm obsessed.
Isn't that an amazing record?
I'm obsessed with that. I'm obsessed with it.
Yeah, I am too.
Not her, it.
Am I naming another song now?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to nick Gem's idea, which I think he's thinking of.
What?
Go Outside by the Colts.
No, I'd have said the other one. You know what I mean. Is it a Scooby snack? Is it a triple-decker sandwich?
Sandwich up. Are we still growing, Chris?
Fat Sheep. Bit Fat Sheep.
Fat Sheep?
Yeah.
Fat Sheep, look him up.
Another new song.
Serge Gainsbourg from over on the right.
I'm the Resurrection by the Stone Roses.